I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. We are on Discord, the Sports Brewery. We are on YouTube. If you search for the Sports Brewery, you are watching us right now. If you are on Twitch, which is, if you're listening and don't know about it, it is twitch.tv/abrog87. We are recording this the day after the Holiday Bowl. And, I got to say, I have watched a total of one bowl game this holiday season, and that was it. And I kind of think I don't want to watch anymore, just because bowls suck in general, but also because that was really fun, and it wasn't fun for a long time. And then the last quarter, it was actually an enjoyable game, and it kind of makes me think, like, okay, well, I don't need to watch any more college football this year. I'm good.
There's been a few entertaining bowls, I'll at least say. I feel like you can expect out of majority of these bowls. Just be entertaining.
Yeah. And
because there's a lot of dog shit teams in them.
And we are recording this as the Alamo Bowl is happening, which, I don't really give a shit about. But Washington is currently playing right now, so we may respond to that. And
They should win. I mean,
yeah. So if anybody wants to drop anything in the chat, just talking random shit about UW, we invite.
No, I mean, like, once I saw that Bijan Robinson and then his backup at running back opted out, I was like, okay, well,
here's an interesting thing.
All right, because their offense wasn't everyone that anyway.
No, yeah. Everyone's playing for Washington. I'm pretty sure. I don't think anyone's sitting out.
Yeah. Zero.
Huskies were 3.5-point underdogs. I don't know how. Like you said, with Bijan and the backup running back out,
well,
points. What do you expect out of this offense?
It did open at 4.5.
Yeah.
Then the opt-outs happened. But the Texas brand is still the Texas brand.
Yeah.
They're not good this year, but...
No, Bijan's worth more than a point. That's for sure.
I would think so, too.
Is it Quinn Ewers hype? Pennix is definitely hyped. Is this just a Texas Quinn Ewers...
Texas playing 200 miles away from home, and
that is part
no
of
one
it.
Gives a fuck about Washington. So,
is this kind of a? It's like a what's the phrase I'm looking for? It's not a double edged sword, but whatever. So, if you're a program like Washington, is it a bad thing that you don't have any opt outs, like that you're like you don't have anybody going pro? Or wanting to protect themselves at this point. It's weird how that sort of shifted, right? Like, if you're like, are you a poverty program if you don't have anybody opting out of your shitty bowl game to go pro? I don't know. It's weird. We can't say that because Washington beat Oregon this year, had a better record. So, we can't really say that, can we? But.
Well, UW fan would say, that's the kind of people they get at UW. They'll play. They're loyal. They'll go to the pros, but they're going to get this last game in there for UW to win.
Yes.
Good job, Michael Penix, coming back when you had a seventh-round grade. Like, congratulations. Like, you're loyal to the soils.
Yeah,
same thing with Bo Nix. Like, I'm glad he's coming back, but if he got a first-round grade, he's not coming back.
Yeah. Well, I think we saw last night that Bo Nix is not quite ready for the NFL yet.
Well, he's also still very clearly, injured.
That is true as well.
I don't think he's an NFL quarterback anyway, but he's very clearly still, which was surprising to me.
Yeah, so let's get into the Holiday Bowl, because, you guys will attest to this. In the Discord, I specifically stated at, halftime, Bojenda is dead. I specifically said it. I said he was soft. I said he was scared. I said he was afraid to run the ball, which, by the way, he did look afraid to run the ball. I'm just saying. Oh. And so if that's because he still has a high ankle sprain 2 months later, then so be it. But I'm just, also, by the way, on that last drive, he didn't look afraid to run the ball when they called that read option and he kept and he, got 10 yards or whatever. I'm just saying. So for three quarters, Bo Nix looked soft and inaccurate. And
he had two incompletions. How was he? And his interception was the best interception I've ever seen.
I will say some of his completions weren't the most crisp completions.
Hashtag and crisp.
And
I was going to bring it up. That offense felt reminded me a lot of Cristobal offense. Because was it Junior Adams calling plays for it?
Does anyone really know?
I asked that.
I don't know.
I never got an answer. You know, they asked Knicks in the post-game press conference about the final play, like the touchdown pass to Kota. They're like, so when you got the play call, and then Lanning cut off the reporter and was like, wait, no, who called that play? Who called that play? And he looked over to Knicks, and Knicks was like, yeah, I called that play. So they apparently just let Knicks call the fourth down play.
Well, yeah, that one play. But, yeah, because the other play calls were a lot of third down underneath route calls. Yeah. It just reminded me a lot of
Alex Smith.
Cristobal offense.
He was playing Alex Smith quarterback shit, man. He was captain checkdown stuff, man. And I was like, it was unlike anything we had seen from Knicks all season long. And so I'm like, what the hell is going on? This is not the Bojenda. And then fourth quarter comes around and we get full on Bojenda. He specifically pointed to the camera and told me to shut the fuck up. And I'm listening, Bo.
Sounds like you're big Kenny Dillingham guy is what it sounds
right,
like here.
Right, Dillingham stan.
If this wasn't just let's be honest, Holiday Bowl.
A Dillingham stan?
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, Holiday Bowls, I mean, it's a meaningless bowl. I mean, they're all the bowls other than the playoff bowls.
Yeah.
And the Rose Bowl for prestige.
But if Oregon loses and is 9-4 instead of 10-3, that's a very different look.
So I will say that.
Can we agree
going
on that?
Into the game, I was like, well, it means more to Oregon just because Dan Lanning, first year, Mac Brown has been a 30-plus year coach. He's won a natty, won a Rose Bowl, you know, won a Sugar Bowl, whatever the fuck he's done. Played for another natty. He's good. But Lanning needed something. He could, finishing 9-4 and going 1-3 down the stretch would have.
This was a goodwill W.
It was, and not. Yeah. I don't think any of us 10 minutes after the game were excited. Don't care.
I was excited because Cameron Lewis isn't going to be kicking anymore. Thank God.
I was excited for what I had just seen because Oregon made a fourth quarter comeback, down 2 scores, came back and won it. Chase Kota, you know, kid from Medford, coming to Oregon for his final year, his last college, you know, probably football catch in general, is the game-winning touchdown of the bowl game. I like that. That makes me feel good. So
for sure.
I felt good about it. I felt good that Oregon has 10 wins this season instead of 9. Like, again, 10 on – maybe it's just an on-paper thing, but on paper – it's really good Oregon. Well, Dan Lanning got 10 wins this year.
Well, I mean, Oregon State fans were just blowing wads over getting 10 wins this season.
Well, that's the funny thing is that this is the second best season in Oregon State history because they've won 10 games twice and like 11 games the Chad Johnson year.
Yeah.
And the other Mike Riley year, they won 10 games. Like they were like 10-5 because they played in Hawaii and got an exemption. So it was like they beat Pitt 3-0 in the Sun Bowl to get to 10-5.
I didn't remember Riley having a 10-win season.
It was that Sun Bowl year.
It was that Sun Bowl year.
Won like 6-3. But that's it's just the 10-win thing is important, I guess. And I would say only because I kind of tried to look it up today, and I couldn't find anyone other than Tom Herman, who was a first-year head coach, Power Five, anywhere. I guess Tom Herman's Group of Five, whatever, you get the point. First-time head coach who won 10 games that wasn't, like, promoted from within. Like, Lincoln Riley had been in Oklahoma for a few years, okay, takes over Bob Stoops. Mark Helfrich did it. It was still Chip Kelly's program. So there's a bunch of those guys. But as a first-year guy who took over a program that he'd never been a part of before, Tom Herman and Dan Lanning are the only ones I can find that won 10 games in the first year. And that's
I agree. It was big for Lanning to get that 10-win for himself in the program.
The program.
Lay that base early. Yeah, lay that base early for him there. But let's say this, back to just the game itself. Let's say this was a regular season game. It was not a good game. I mean, North Carolina's defense is awful, and they were missing a lot of them. And it was, Ducks only scored 28 points.
Well, they did. Oregon did some things, even with a different play caller. They did some rotation things that they have done all season. That you joked about it, King, on in our Discord during the game. I mean, Bucky goes over 100 yards in like the first quarter or something, doesn't he? And then he gets benched. Like, he just doesn't come in. He doesn't come in for a couple drives, and it's like, well, okay, like, I get rotation shit, but you know how, in general, how rotation is supposed to work, and this is how they do it in the NFL, too, because there's no single back systems anymore. It just doesn't fucking happen.
Derrick Henry.
That's literally the guy I thought of. That's pretty much it.
And he's sitting season, healthy scratch tonight.
Yeah.
His season didn't end well last year either. So. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's not really how it works anymore. You don't swap out series. If you have another guy like Whittington or James, they come in when Bucky's tired. You run Bucky if he's hot, like if he's the hot hand, you run him until he's tired, and then you give him a rest for a couple plays. Then he goes back in. That's how that shit works. You don't have 110 yards on six carries. If you have 110 yards, you better fucking feed him the ball more. He had six carries in the first half. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it was so funny.
He was unstoppable.
It was Reggie Bush and, oh my God, Adrian Peterson. It was Reggie Bush and some other, like,
oh, I thought we were going to get
legendary.
I thought we were
going to
get a Lendale White drop.
No.
Ron Dane, maybe.
They were like, oh my God, Bucky Irving, feed him, feed this beast. And then he didn't get a carry for like 47 minutes.
Well, the interception drive, they didn't play him at all. He wasn't in on that entire drive. Like, and again, that interception is it's Nix's fault because he threw it way behind. He threw it way behind Ferguson. It was a terrible throw, but it was a freak interception. So, you know, it is what it is. That doesn't happen.
He definitely intentionally kicked it to himself.
What, 1,000%?
Very much looked like
you could not call it. There's no way they could have called it. But I get the feeling whoever was doing the replay was like,
that was
illegal. Is that illegal touching somehow?
Yeah, that's what it would be. It would be illegal touching.
Yeah.
I think they knew it was, but they're like, you can't. It was slick enough. There's no way you can call it.
It's a Holiday Bowl. No one gives a shit.
But we know what it is.
It's a cool play.
He flexed his whole toe up.
The reviewer is like, yo, this play is sick.
Sick.
I ain't reversing that. Go score a touchdown, Carolina. And they did on the fucking next play. By the way, props. So I don't know if he's watching or listening, but props to my boy Langer. He fell on the sword for the team because he didn't watch the game at all and then got home, turned it on. The only two plays he saw were the interception and then the touchdown on the next play. He's like, you know what? This is on me. I need to stop watching this game. He turned the game off for the rest of the game. Oregon immediately came back the second half and won. So props to Langer. Oh, yeah. Everybody can, you know.
Shouts to Langer.
At Langer26 on Twitter.
I don't know if Holiday Bowl's worthy of doing that.
And while we're doing shout outs, hey, it's me, Casey Kasem. Shout out to WCP3541 on his 40th birthday today.
Hey.
Next, TLC's Waterfalls.
we were complaining.
Wait, are we gonna? Should we call him like Little Precious for his birthday from that song?
Little Precious had a natural obsession.
My natural obsession is the Bojenda.
No, but
I think you're off the boat. You're off the.
I am the back bonan- on the boat.
You are we off can't the get bonana on the boat. You are look, off the bonana look, boat.
The four people in our Discord who saw the Bojenda is dead comment. they don't need to be telling people about it. It's okay.
My lips are sealed.
Right. For the new 14 people listening to the podcast, you don't need to spread that word either. Sorry, Ski, we've interrupted you like four times.
No, but I mean, like you're saying about Bucky, I mean, we were complaining about that all year. It really should be a 75-25 split at best. And it seems like most games, it's a pretty even split.
Yeah, but it's hard because Whittington has had a good year. Like when he's been good, he's been really good. Like he's been the best running back in a couple of games this season, which, you know, I guess is gonna happen if your offensive line is balling out and you're gonna have the holes that they have. Like who knows that Bucky wouldn't have done the exact same thing if he gets those carries. But to his credit,
don't stop a guy in a heater. Don't stop a guy in a heater.
That's it.
That's rule number one.
That's it. Like in any
sport, one guy averages 2.5 yards a carry, the other is averaging 11.5. Give him the ball a little more right now. Just see how it goes.
Like Journey says, don't stop Buck leaving.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Steve Perry.
I was trying to work a Beau leaving in thing earlier, so this was a leftover.
Heard your mom's going out with Squeak. Sorry. that's an old reference.
baseball. Right?
But no, that's it. Ride the hot hand, man. In any sport, but really, like, especially football, right? I guess basketball, too. Like, if a guy's on a heater, you just give him the ball until he starts missing. But, I mean, Bucky wasn't missing. That's why he ended up with, like, 160 yards on 12 carries or something like that. It's insane. Like, remember the Rose Bowl when DeAnthony Thomas had, like, two touchdowns, 90 yards on three touches, and Chip after the game was like, yeah, maybe I should have given him the ball more. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in fairness, he had LaMichael and Kenyon on the same team. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, point taken.
Yeah.
Noel Whittington is not exactly.
It's the last game of the year, though. Bucky's got 8 months off. Give him the rock.
That's what I thought. That's what we were talking about during the game. Is he... So, because he was returning kickoffs too, and so so I was just like, "Oh, okay." So Oregon's just going to give Bucky the ball 40 times today. I'm here for it. Like, just do it because Carolina can't stop the run. Just do it. Sure. Like this entire offensive line playing in their last game. Like, do it. Give him the ball. Yep. Fantastic.
You know, stopping the run. Sewell, Flo, DJ Johnson. Are these guys maybe part of the problem on defense?
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to the defense, Hucklebenny 81, thank you. First chat comment? Maybe not. 156 carries for Bucky this year versus 139 for Whittington.
It's insane.
I'm at my Whittington's end on that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes.
There is no end to these shitty things I can say.
It should be 200 versus 80. Give you that. 200 versus 80.
And he's a nice running back, but clearly Bucky, we've said eye test. Bucky looks the better running back.
He's impossible to tackle.
It's very hard.
It's crazy. Well, like, it's crazy.
Before we pivot from Bucky Irving talk, are you guys already sick of every game now? They're like, his real name is Marquise. They call him Bucky, but in Minnesota they didn't because the Wisconsin Badgers mascot
was Bucky.
We're kind of over that now.
Yo, the sideline reporter was so excited to talk about that story. Like she had been waiting the whole game, and then he finally threw down to her for it. He said, "Oh, Gus, you're never gonna believe this story."
The All-American girl, Jenny Taft.
Oh.
It's Minnesota. No one gives a shit about that football. No one cares about some weird inner program shit with a guy's name. I mean, come on.
Row the boat, Sky Uma. They won the Pinstripe Bowl today.
They did. I'll be bringing something up about that later. So
on that, by the way, before we move on from that, are you buying the fact that it didn't have anything to do with him leaving Minnesota? Because I'm not. If I request to be called a thing, like my name is not Marquise, my name is Bucky. I want to be called Bucky. That's my name. That's been my name since I was a kid. That's what I want to be called. And then the fan base is like, no, there's somebody who dresses up in a costume who has that name. We're not going to call you that name.
A different state.
Motherfucker, I would be pissed.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay. I don't want to be here anymore. By the way, like, I'm that petty. I would do that shit. I'd be like, no, okay. That's my name, though. I want to be called my name. That is what I go by my whole life. Call me Bucky. And they're like, no.
That's not okay. Why he left, though. That's why? Not why he
that's
left.
Not at all. It's not at all. His coach left.
Ibrahim had like 1,700 yards rushing this year. Yeah. That's why he left. Yeah. Ibrahim just happened to miss all of last year where Bucky, as a freshman, was like, oh, I'm going to see some playing time now. And, oh, he is getting back healthy this next year. I'm out. See ya.
I'd say it's like 65% of why he left.
That is some sizzling Mo Ibrahim talk.
Yeah.
Remember what game he got injured in last year? Because I sure do.
Ski does. He bet that game. You better believe it.
I'm sure I bet it.
We all watch it, I think.
They play like Cal or something at the beginning of the year, or UCLA?
Ohio State.
Ohio. Ooh.
So we're on our couches. Game. Yep. We were all scouting the Buckeyes. And Ibrahim was eating it up, and then he got injured.
Yeah.
By the way, Ski, that's exactly why you know who that guy is. you're absolutely betting some Gophers.
I definitely bet the Gophers today.
Could not bet the Cuse. There's no way.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Is their quarterback like Tommy DeVito still or something?
No, I believe DeVito got hurt. Some guy named, I think it was Schrader.
Oh, Garrett Schrader, I think, the Mississippi State guy.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of who's QBing places, especially his backups now, but yeah.
And then I think Tanner Morgan came in. He was a late scratch and then a question mark, and he went 4 for 8 today in like multiple possessions. It was very weird. Whole game's
Minnesota had 11 completions today, so
Did you guys see the turf at Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
Like I think the turf was technically worse at Petco. Yeah. It was just uglier today because New York hasn't seen the sun in like 75 days.
Yeah, that's something I was wanting to talk about too, is the turf at Petco. So it was really like, it was really only like one 15 yard patch. Cause like there was videos of stuff before the game of like reporters walking the field and there were literal lines. It looked, remember back
you see the seams.
Yeah. Remember back in the day, like with the AstroTurf, like the reason the reason they got rid of AstroTurf is cause it kept like splitting at the seams and people were tearing their ACLs on it. It looked like that. It was a literal line where they had put in the sod on the dirt. And then it did not hold up at all. Like I remember Preem was tweeting that during the game, like how many times they would come out during commercial breaks and like put sand on it and stuff like that to try to get it to not turn into mud. And it didn't work at all. And so essentially if you're in that 15, 20 yard patch, like you're fucked, but everything outside of it looked really good.
It's where Camden Lewis almost missed the extra point.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we'll
basically
say.
Kicking in a wet bunker.
He was,
I think, is what he was doing.
He was though. Yeah,
that's a very convenient excuse there.
Is that the most? I posted this on. Yeah, is that the most like clenched butthole moment you had all season with the Oregon? Because all he had to do was make the extra point, and it's like, oh,
the doink was so loud, I thought he missed it. I saw the officials put their hands up like it was good, and the players walk off, and I was like, no, missed it. This is overturned.
It's like ringing in a new pope with that fucking doink. Jesus.
Yeah, that was too loud. It was too loud.
It was amazing.
I wanted to call the police for noise violation. It was too loud.
By the way, props to like the Fox producer too, because they had that replay with the sound turned up, ready to go right after it happened.
Oh yeah.
That was great. Oh yeah. That was great. So again, that sort of adds to it for me. The fact that Oregon wins after the doink extra point. Gus Johnson going fucking crazy over an extra point. It's that.
What
I mean, bowl games. Bowl games. If they're not playoff games, bowl games are dumb as shit. And so you better have interesting, funny stuff in them. And then Oregon winning on top of that is just the cherry on top.
So I have watched not like in half-hour increments. But I have clicked on a lot of bowl games this year. Oh, my God. They bring out, like, the most random bottom of the barrel. I'm not doing the jobs. So they're clearly better than me. It's not what I'm saying. Just these announcers, you're like,
oh, the cruise for it? Oh.
Who is Triscuit Cracker? And why is he calling Virginia and UAB? Like, what is going on here?
Bring out some, like, TikTok personalities.
Like, it's just so bizarre. It's bad. It's so like, having Gus, who I don't particularly love, was fun. Because, yeah, I was tired of seeing, you know, Cheese It as the color guy, you know.
And yeah, Gus and Joel Klatt are a good combo for a bowl game.
Like, partner.
Yeah, partner.
Partner.
Yeah.
No, but these bowls are almost like the minor leagues for play-by-play people. These like lesser 100%. Bowls, because no one good wants to go, like you said, no one wants to go do Troy, you know, East Florida A&M game. Right? So you bring in some guy and or gal that's, you know, need to get some work in if they want to, you know, advance in this profession.
This guy just said gal.
Guy or gal.
Jeez. Watching some Yellowstone.
RIP. Program.
Were they broads back then, or was that later? Like,
or dames?
Are you still, dames? I think they're, dames I think they're gals. No, they're gals in Yellowstone.
Yeah. It's gals in Yellowstone. Yeah. Because broads is what, like the 20s? He's like, broads.
I think broads is like 40s and 50s, and then it was dames before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, the dames have become broads. What are we doing here? Everything's out of control. The nuclear household is up for grabs now. Damn Democrats and the dames. Dames and gals.
Is that a dame talking about football? Better get back in the kitchen.
Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I watch my Notre Dame Fighting Irish, I don't want to see a dame or a gal. I just want to see white people.
When I watch Army
play white Navy. Men, more specifically.
Army played
the right
Navy.
Kind of white people.
Army played Navy 7 times this year.
And the minis. Yeah. The men of the minis.
Oh, man. All right, so a couple more things from the game. Troy Franklin, 5-star touchdown catch. Boom, man. That again, thrown way behind him by Knicks, but
that was the only spot he could put that ball, though.
Fair.
So, yes.
Holy shit, what a catch.
Should it have been, like, holding on North Carolina or, like, P.I.? Or like,
yes.
Probably.
Also that.
Okay. All right, okay.
He absolutely grabbed him around the waist and tried to pull him back and then fell down.
Because I feel like the officiating was actually pretty good, except for the stupid reviews at the end, but...
Oh, God, so unnecessary.
So, by the way, you can review a defensive penalty, and that's pretty much the only reason you can, is for 12 men on the field. You can't for anything else, but that's it. If it's an illegal substitution, you can do that, do a review for it. So, like I saw,
it takes 10 minutes to do that, though. I mean, come
on. It's real easy. Fox showed it, like, right away. They're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. Penalty.
Minute and 12 seconds for every guy on the field.
Fucking crazy. Fucking crazy.
Don't check my mouth.
Yeah. let's see what else. So Funa won the defensive MVP and then said after the game he's coming back next year.
We were all in for that decision.
I was gonna say, is there a exciting like announcement of any player?
Thank God. Well, I will say, if he didn't come back next year, they would have like nobody returning on the defense.
No, I'm glad he's coming back. I felt like that was an assumption.
That was like a Bo Nix announcement level. Like, that's the level of person that says, "Hey, I'm coming back." Like, yeah. I think Tyler Shuck did that at the end of the game as well. He said, "Oh, I'm coming back."
Yeah, we don't.
Be careful. Need to... Be careful. Oregon goes down to Lubbock next September.
They do.
Tyler Shuck revenge game. Be careful. Tread lightly.
We did not need a graphic from Funa. So glad we didn't get that.
We get a video.
Yeah.
I'm staying home.
Yeah, by the way, get that extra year of college, man. You got a kid now. Like, get your master's. I mean, you're not
going to... Probably gets a little bit of coin, at least.
Yeah, you're not going to the NFL.
A little bit of NIL stuff.
Yeah, you get that. Hey, King, is it William Street? Is that the name of the NIL for Oregon?
William, I believe so, yeah.
William Street. I was trying to remember that last week.
Go out to the movies with Cam McCormick and catch his social security dollars as he pays for it all.
Hey, the early bird special with
Applebee's on me. Social security check just came through, baby.
Yeah, man, he's gonna get automatically enrolled in Medicare here pretty soon too. Yep. Good for him, man. Which is good because he's injured all the time, so he gets that.
right, those meds add up, man.
Yeah, man. I said that when he like dislocated his finger. I was like, oh man, time to earn that ninth year. let's go.
He's already been granted his ninth year. It'd be his tenth year.
No, this coming, he was granted the ninth year, right? So the next one would be the ninth.
Oh, gotcha,
I think that was
it. Yeah, I believe
it. I wish it was 10. Holy shit, that'd be amazing. Like a literal decade playing college football.
And there's no way anyone has had 10 years somehow.
It's like he would have
to be the first.
No, he would be the first, yeah. That's like a tenured NFL career, like playing for that long.
What schooling could he take still?
It's got to be a lawyer at this point. Like, I mean, Oregon doesn't have a med school, so you've got to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Environmental law. Book it.
No, he's definitely taken those Matt Leinart ballroom dancing classes, man.
Like when his finger got jammed or whatever last night, I was just like, oh my, this guy, he's never leaving.
Cursed.
He's just, and I don't even mean that as a slight. It's just like, did this guy catch a fucking break? God damn.
Serious, though.
Van Wilder 3, The Rise of McCormick. Is that the new spinoff here?
I like that. Let's see some graphics of that next year. Let's see. Drake May. We should talk about him because
good.
He was good.
80% passer.
First half. Yeah, first half.
Yeah, so he threw those three touchdowns in the first half. It was looking like North Carolina was sort of going to run away with it, and you know he should play well against Oregon. Like Oregon didn't have Gonzalez, they didn't have, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Ski, with, you know, are they actually better without Flo and Sewell in there?
Boss, Boss and Brown in there instead of
And who is that guy? Roth? Like that guy's never played before. So that's
Eli Roth.
That's my point.
The hostile takeover.
That's my point, though, is May is playing against guys who have never played before, like guys who have never seen the field before. So he should throw for like 400 yards against Oregon. Well, pretty easy.
The over-under was 76.5 points for this game.
Yeah. I mean, nobody else had trouble throwing against Oregon this year. So all of a sudden we have May, who's like one of the best passers in the country, going against an already bad pass defense. And then they're down their best corner and then they're, you know, quote unquote, best two linebackers. Well, I guess Bass is better than Flo, but whatever. I guess.
And a DN.
To be fair, everybody's better than Flo, but that's not really the point. Yeah. And DJ Johnson. And so he should throw for 400 yards and he didn't. Second half he struggled. You know, Oregon blitzed all fucking game, and so he got sacked a few times.
Yeah, a couple sacks.
Didn't look good under pressure. Was pretty inaccurate. So, you know, I feel like he showed why he's very highly regarded and why he's going to be very good, and why, you know, sort of why he was good for most of the year. But he kind of choked. Like he's the reason. I kind of feel like he's the reason North Carolina lost. I mean, he has to do better, right?
I think they have like 50 rushing yards. So
yeah, but they don't run the ball. They throw the ball, and if they're going to be a passing team with him, he's got to do better against that. Like no, like Oregon couldn't stop anybody throwing the ball this year.
So I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just asking you if you want to think. Was Christian Gonzalez the problem in the Oregon secondary?
Well, we know he's a bad teammate because he opted out of the bowl game and then showed up to the bowl game. You think you can just celebrate with your teammates like that?
You get all the swag too.
You did.
No
way. Taking pictures. Did he really? Taking pictures with the trophy and everything. Like, come on, man.
The Texas guys have done that. All the opt outs for Texas are on the sideline tonight too. It's very weird. Yeah. Opt out, just leave.
Did he do everything else? Was he on like the USS Roosevelt with the aircraft carrier?
You get to you opt out and you get to participate. Like you get
to go to SeaWorld.
Yeah, right. You get to go to the team charter and go see Keiko or whatever.
Keiko's dead.
Yeah, long time ago. Is Keiko like a Keiko 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, Keiko was a one-off.
Okay.
Right. It ain't no Shamu situation over at the Newport Aquarium.
All right, fair enough.
So are you saying they should pull like a David Carr and just like, hey, get away from the team. You're done. You're gone.
Or Marcus get away. Mariota.
So we don't want to see you anymore. Just get out of here. What you're wanting, Brock, for these college kids?
Hey, Marcus had a kid. Marcus had to go. It's okay, man.
And a fake knee injury.
Nobody tells Marcus to get away. Let me just say that.
NFL teams are.
Mari Gota. Yeah, NFL teams give no shits.
Better than Desmond Ridder.
I'm like King. I'm not going to tell you.
Very low bar.
I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm just going to pose the question.
Just
asking if you want to think. I love that, man. Should he be there? I don't know. Probably. Oregon has money. Sure. Just let him tag along.
It shows how different like the climate is. Because do you remember in 2017 when Royce opted out of the Vegas Bowl? I was on the sidelines and like Bob Davey and Bob with shoes in or whoever was calling that shit. I think it was actually like Herb Street and Musburger.
The Bobs.
Because for some reason they always send those guys to Vegas because they want to have a good time. And they were just rushing Royce Freeman.
Musburger, we know why they sent him to Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. But they were like, this is disgusting. He has quit on the team. And then every Boise State touchdown, they'd pan in on Royce Freeman in street clothes. Like, this is why. You got a quitter and a loser. He's a loser. And now it's just like, business decision.
Yeah. He could have helped the Oregon defense. What? Yeah, business decision, man. I get it. I fully understand why he didn't play. It's just weird. The optics are weird, but who gives a fuck?
Did you guys know that Royce Freeman is a Texan?
Yes.
Still?
I did not know that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't know he's still a Texan, though.
Yeah.
You think he has
some carry?
You think he has
the Chiefs?
You think he has a single carry on the season?
Yes, he had I think he had three or four against
the
Chiefs.
Oh, he was actually in the game against the Chiefs.
And he had two, he doubled his carries for the entire year. I think he had four carries. It looked good.
Yeah, I thought
he had some really strong four-yard runs where he ran over LeJarius Sneed.
All right, so we done anything else on the Holiday Bowl before we move on?
No.
We're officially moving on to next college football season. I mean, we got the playoff stuff coming up, but in terms of Oregon.
Playoffs are terrible.
Yeah. So Oregon did get a transfer today, a wide receiver named Tez Johnson, which is a great name. He is from Troy. Last year he had 56 catches, 863 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He was Troy's best wide receiver. He's apparently...
Nick's is like adopted brother.
Yeah, adopted brother.
Adopted brother? Yeah. So he's going to come to Oregon and catch passes from his brother.
Hey,
so
why not? Hey, hell yeah.
That works out for Oregon. Yeah.
I think he returned punts or kicks too as well for him. So
yeah, on board. I mean, better than Delgado back there catching fair catches on punt return.
Isaiah Crocker.
Yeah, Jesus.
Isaiah Crocker. Quick thing, here we go. Royce Freeman, 16 rushing attempts last week against the Titans for 32 yards.
It's not a great average.
He had 11 for 51 against the Chiefs.
It was 11? Oh, my
11.
God. So That's why they pushed him to OT.
For 51?
50 tough Royce yards.
Wow. Soft Chiefs defense. That's the narrative I hear there.
Jeez. Davis Mills.
That's all I'm hearing.
Not bad.
Is Davis Mills...
Jeff Driscoll, kind of sneaky. I, I know you guys did not watch Chiefs Titans, because why the fuck would you? I hated watching every second.
Titans are dead.
I watched a little bit of Chiefs Seahawks though.
But every time Jeff Driskel came in, it was like he's running a read option where he's not ever gonna throw the ball. Or an RPO. Like, what are you guys doing? And every time he was tackled for a loss or like a gain of half a yard, it was like, could you just, I feel bad for Jeff. Like, we know what's going on. Please stop.
He's like trying to be Taysom Hill so bad without the threat of the pass or catching a ball.
Yes. And they were lining up Davis Mills as a wide receiver. For
the first, like, I love that.
And they were never going to throw it to him.
No.
Oh, man. That must suck to have bad play callers. I can't relate.
Hot Texans talk.
Can't relate.
A big Texans podcaster.
Oh, yeah. So, again, Tez Johnson going to be a wide receiver for Bo Nix next year. I'm trying to think of who they lose. Because, you know, Hudson comes back. Franklin, as of right now, is coming back. Ferguson's coming back. Herbert's
Otis
coming
gone.
Back. Huh?
Coda's gone.
Yeah, I think it's just Coda, right?
I think it's just Coda, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Oregon should be able to move the ball next year on offense, assuming the offense.
Yeah, their skill players are going to be good. Yeah, we'll see about the line.
Is good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Steven Jones is still around. Josh Connerly, you know, Harper. Maybe he'll live up to his, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then
he'll be
got,
fine.
And then they got the three or four, or the three. So two portal transfers and then one JUCO transfer.
What I love about some of the portal stuff is, like, a week before he committed to Oregon last week, some random Rhode Island, like, offensive lineman put his name. And I was like, yep, you got to get him. You've never watched him play.
Yeah. Nobody's ever
watched
him
play. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Do not watch Rhode Island football. Please stop.
I mean, I bet a lot of people didn't know Rhode Island actually had a football team still.
That said, he is apparently the number one portal offensive lineman. So, or whatever that means, we'll see, man. Maybe he's dominant. Who knows? I think the key dude is the guy from Texas who's like a 2-year starter for them. I think that
was a weird one.
I think it's going to be.
He's been like a consistent starter.
Well, why does anybody leave any school, man? It's weird. It doesn't make any, like, half of these portal transfers don't make any sense.
Well, like, Texas could offer that guy way more money if it's an NIL. Like, Oregon can't win that NIL game against Texas.
No.
Maybe he's just tired of Sark. Who knows, man? Who knows, man? They're college kids. It could literally be anything not football related. Yeah. Okay, so let's do talk about the oh, yeah, by the way, before we move on from Ducks, there that Matt Powledge guy, the co-defensive coordinator, safeties coach, left to be the DC at Baylor.
Yeah, he was there last year, so
he was. Yeah, so he's actually the defensive coordinator for Baylor now. So that's a thing. Okay, so yes, let's talk some NFL because. So the Raiders play the 49ers this weekend, and you know, you hear that. And you would think, oh, they're going against the number one sack guy in the NFL and Bosa. The Niners defensive front has just wrecked everybody they've gone against, except for the Chiefs. And they so Carr is going to die. And then all of a sudden this week they decide to bench Carr for the rest of the season and go with Stidham. And so, you know, I guess the idea is they're eventually going to trade Carr.
No, they're doing this for money purposes.
Is it like a bonus thing or something?
It's something if I can't remember. If he is not, I don't know. It's some way they're going to save $40 million. That's why they just like put him away. Like, he's not even allowed to be with the team.
Yeah.
Because if he gets hurt, then I don't think they could cut him and not pay him the money.
Oh, so they're going to cut him after this year.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're going to try and trade him. Not going to happen. But
they're trying to save the money as any way they can. Trade, because who's going to – I mean, Colts might be dumb enough to take on that extra money.
No, they're not.
They did it for Matt Ryan.
Do the Raiders kind of fuck themselves with how they handled it? Like, I understand the money part of it, but you know, now, you know, you have his best friend Adams, the wide receiver, the guy you just paid all the money for in the offseason. I mean, you made the big deal to get him, and then you piss him off now. So going into the offseason and into next season, you're going to have a pissed off star player, and you're going to be bringing in somebody new who he's not familiar with. Like, the whole reason he went to the Raiders, you know, or, you know, signed the extension or whatever once they got him was because Carr. He's like, I went to college with this guy. I know him really well. We're second hand is like perfect. It's great. And now he's gone and you're left with like Adams now, who's just going to be pissed off. Like the vibe with the Raiders was already bad because their coach sucks. But like, man, going into the off season, I think they just kind of fucked themselves even more.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, he's been there for a decade too.
Darn shame.
No. I mean, Carr was off. I mean, Carr was very bad this year, but didn't have Waller for majority of the season. Renfrow was hurt majority of the season. All he had was Adams. But then you start looking at
Jacobs.
I mean, Jacobs is the leading rusher all year. Because if you look at Adams, I mean, Adams in Green Bay the year before, he was really the only option. You know, he was the only guy there in the receiving core. And Rodgers won an MVP with that. So I think that's what they're looking at. Like, hey, we have, you know, firsthand knowledge of exactly what this receiver we paid a shit ton of money can do. And we had some weapons around him. This has got to, you got to blame someone. You blame him, said the coach.
Well, here's the question you have to ask anytime there's a coach being fired, a quarterback being benched, whatever. Who are you going to replace him with? Like, who are you going to get who's going to be better than Carr right now? You think Jimmy G is going to be better? No. I think they're essentially the same. I think Carr's probably a little better. I would probably put him up there, but
Brady?
No,
stop.
Fuck no. Brady sucks, dude. Like Brady has a ton of yards this year, but he is a compiler like crazy with yards. He misses wide open receivers, underthrows dudes left and right. Like he is bad now. Like, so miss me with Brady. Brady needs to fucking retire. And greatest of all time.
Brady ain't going anywhere.
He needs to go away. Like, stop.
He ain't going anywhere.
He's got that like Joe Namath with the Rams shit going on right now, you know? Like, stop, man. Just go away.
No, it's supposed to be a pretty deep quarterback pool this year. So I guess that's your for the draft. That's what they've been saying. This is like
That's what they say. And then you look at Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, and you're like, hey, they complete 49% of their passes in college. I would what for 51% for 3 years? What?
Was it like Penix and Ward were both in the top 10, I think, of the draft, of their top 10 quarterback draft?
Yeah.
Who are you going to get that's better than Carr? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And there's nobody out there that's better than Carr.
I said Taylor Heinicke. Boom. Winner.
Yeah, man. The week after you talk up Taylor Heinicke, he gets benched because the 49ers ruin him.
You're also paying Carson Wentz a shit ton of money to be your quarterback, and he's healthy.
I was legitimately unhappy to see Carson Wentz go in against San Francisco because there's a couple guys, no matter how bad they are, they just own San Francisco. And Carson Wentz is one of them. Like, because the first drive he came in led them down on a scoring drive, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, well, can any 49ers defense ever stop Carson Wentz? It's fucking unbelievable.
Hey, Wentz could throw for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns in a game.
He makes just insane. He makes insane plays. Like, he was getting dragged down by Bosa and somehow, like, underhand threw a pass for a 15-yard gain. I'm like, Jesus, man. Like, fuck this
except
guy.
Except for you see with the Colts, and those are interceptions instead of completions.
You know, some people are saying that he commanders a lot of respect.
Nobody's saying that.
No, many people.
Many people. I'm not saying it, but many people are saying.
Great, Great people are saying it.
The best people. The best.
Hit retruth. Carson Wentz, commander's respect. Hit retruth. Bang, bang, bang.
Goddamn. Let's see. What else NFL? So, Colts, by the way, you're in a situation where you need a quarterback currently. Who would you take, Carr?
How old is Carr right now?
He's got to be like
mid-30s?
32 or something like that? I don't know. I'm guessing.
He might be a little older than that, but it's like they need to draft a quarterback, and that's what you ride with.
Yeah, but you – like. It's bad money to just start a rookie right away, though, in general.
I mean, can't be any worse than what we saw this year. So I think right now they're slotted in the 5 hole in
you
the draft.
You say that. Never say it can't get worse, because it can get worse.
They just had the biggest deficit, the biggest blown deficit ever. It can't get much worse.
So is there any, like, cool hashtag that the Colts are doing for, like, picks? Because, like, just on top of my head, because I need a quarterback, is it Gloria Estefan song? Like, how is not let's get Stroud, let's get Stroud.
I think he's mocked the Colts at 5 right now.
You get Stroud.
I'd be fine with Stroud. No, it hasn't been the.
It would be the first time in his Ohio State career he actually made it to Indianapolis. That's where they played the Big Ten championship.
Ooh.
Sick burn. In your face, CJ Stroud. Have fun in the playoff, Rose Bowl MVP, you motherfucker.
You dickhead.
You dick. You fucking monster dick. Oregon beat you. Keith Brown hit you really hard once.
Remember that one time you got tackled? Remember that? Yeah, you bitch.
DJ Johnson.
You bitch.
You motherfucker.
Oh, man. What you need to do is get you a nice 7th round quarterback. Because those are get you a nice quarterback in the 7th round. You know, he'll have the second best quarterback rating in the NFL and, you know, lead you to a ship.
Brock Purdy on any other team is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, what's the common denominator between Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy? Kyle Shanahan.
Trey Lance and
Trent Williams. And George Kittle and Debo Samuel. Like, very now, very good play caller.
Diva Samuel has been out for a minute.
He has, so, yeah, Brock has not had Diva. Yeah, yeah, that's fair. I'm just saying, Kyle Shanahan's the point, though.
Is he over 500 as a coach yet?
Like, barely.
Isn't that crazy? He's had such bad luck, though.
Isn't that crazy?
I absolutely love, I'll see people throw that in the face of 49ers fans. Like, these quarterbacks get hurt every year. Like, what? And he took over a shitty team, too.
Dude, so they had the 2019 Super Bowl season, then the COVID season after that, everybody got hurt, and they won like 3 games or something like that. You know, like, props to Jed York for not firing him after that, because a lot of coaches, even if there are injuries, would just get canned after a shitty season like that. I think, like, you know, by the way, Jed York sucked when he first took over the team. He had no idea what he was doing, but like,
he's hired Chip Kelly.
Yeah. He's really started to figure it out. And,
what a buffoon.
Yeah. And like, so trusting Lynch and Shanahan that they actually know what they're doing, and Adam Peters, by the way, and just sort of realizing that the reason they were losing those games and just sort of sticking with them as a fan, I'm very thankful for that, because Shanahan's a very good coach, and
let's pump the brakes on the second coming of Brock Purdy here. He's not a great quarterback.
I think he's
a Fiesta Bowl champion, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he does have that ring.
I watched him against Kayvon Thibodeau and Verone McKinley once upon a time in Glendale, Arizona. So, in front of no fans. It's a very dark time.
Do it on January 3rd, then pop off.
Seriously.
Don't know if Fiesta Bowl's played. I forget.
How about Brock Purdy do it without, like, an elite running back behind him?
Yeah. Yeah. Without Christian McCaffrey, without Trent Williams, all those guys I named earlier. Yeah, Kittle has 4 touchdowns in the last 2 games, by the way. It's like, hey, maybe...
Yeah, welcome back, Kittle. He's actually sending him out on routes now.
Maybe get him the ball. Yeah, he's not a blocking tight end anymore. Yeah, yeah. So I think he can lead them to a Super Bowl simply based on that. You know, the defense is more than good enough to win a Super Bowl. All he has to do is continue to not make mistakes and just get the ball to the really good players.
Who's really going to slow him down in the NFC?
He hasn't made mistakes. Like, his interceptions this year have not been his fault. Like, the one against Washington, it was literally Juwan Jennings. The ball bounces off his chest. He, like, knocks it up into a defender's hands. He put it on the fucking money. It's not his fault at all. So, yeah, just keep doing what he's doing, man. He won a game in Seattle. Like, I'm on board. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, little bit easier path to the Super Bowl than Kings Chiefs. Just looking at who's in the playoff picture right now.
Chiefs aren't making the Super Bowl.
it'd be real hard.
Receivers are just atrocious. I am so sick of watching these slow guys.
Juju's about to have 1,000 yards, man.
No, I like Juju. He's a number 3 or maybe a number 2. He's not a number 1. Like, I know you could say Kelsey's the number 1, but we're just talking receivers.
I still say fuck Jerick McKinnon forever.
Oh, I love that. He's the only guy I like on offense. Yeah,
forever and ever, fuck Jerick McKinnon.
McKinnon's been hot the last
hot, yeah.
Yeah.
You give him 5 touches a game, 3 of them are going to be electric.
No, I know.
The Pacheco.
Fuck Jerick McKinnon.
But so yesterday I was like, oh, just kind of Googling some NFL stuff. And I got to ESPN's like FPI where they're like, oh, we run 10,000 computer simulations. And this is the most, you know, repetitive score. So Bengals, Bills play on Monday night, right?
Yep.
Their prediction is, I think it was 34-9 Bills in Cincinnati. And I'm like, what? On what planet?
What?
I mean, the Bills could win for sure, but 34-9 seems rather aggressive.
Huh.
Yeah, since he's ripped off like 7 straight and beat the Chiefs in that run, it's like,
God, fucking Harry Butker missing that field goal.
I know, fucking Butker. What's up with, is Edwards-Helaire just a healthy scratch now because of the Pinko parlor back there?
I honestly think he's trending towards being a healthy scratch in the playoffs, but he's still technically like injured enough to where they can just say he's injured. But yeah, he's done. They got no use for him.
He's trending towards a healthy scratch.
they're so over him. It's been pretty obvious.
Why would anyone want to be a Chiefs running back? You do not have a long shelf life there.
Oh, yeah, it was a weird pick at the time, but I was like, whatever. Super Bowl champs. Go get something from LSU. He's not good, and he fumbles a lot.
He does.
And their other rookie wide receiver, Sky Moore, that fucker fumbles a lot too. Jesus Christ,
yes, he does.
Get him out of here. I hate this team. They're going to finish 14-3 and have the MVP and might be the one seed. I hate them. I hate watching them play football. It's terrible.
Man. Missing Tyreek. I just picture you sitting on the couch watching Chiefs games with your little Tyreek Hill pillow. Like, oh, I miss you so much.
These like 3 and 4 tight end sets. I'm like, okay, enough. Justin Watson, you don't catch the ball. Like, you drop it all the time. Stop throwing to him. And then I'm like, well, who else are you going to throw to?
That's the thing.
Is Kadarius Tony healthy today? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, Hardman's hurt too, right?
He's
probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have injuries at wide receiver, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony and Hardman, right?
Yeah, Hardman's been out for Tony keeps Tony comes back for a week and then is out for a week.
It's
been a
right.
fun addition.
That sounds about right. Okay,
it's crazy. You look at like all the other teams, like in the AFC, and you see everyone's got that number one receiver just sitting there, nice and helping. I mean, Christian Kirk's got 1,000 yards this year for the Jags. I should say everyone but Baltimore. I don't even know if they have a 400-yard receiver in Baltimore.
No. Some of that is Tyler Huntley and Anthony Brown's fault, but
and Lamar, he can't throw the football.
Ooh, I'm not saying it.
I am. I said it multiple times.
He's on record.
By the way, congrats to Justin Herbert for finally making the playoffs.
I was going to say, Chargers finally made the playoffs. Good for them.
And God damn it, Duck Charger fans, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You make it sound like he's throwing to Larry Moe and Curly. Like a month and a half straight, he's had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler. Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't care that Rashawn Slater has been out for the year. That shit happens. It's the NFL. My God. There was like a month-long stretch where you could not talk shit about the Chargers. Their injuries were too much, and one of them was to Herbert. But for like 6 weeks, it's the NFL. Enough. Duck fans, stop with the built-in excuses for Justin Herbert. He's good. He's a top five quarterback, probably. Definitely top 10. Probably top five. End of the five. Bottom of the five. Maybe
yeah,
six,
I mean, what do we got? So we got like Purdy, then Mahomes.
Jimmy G.
Kirk Cousins, number one, clearly.
I'm just saying, Purdy is number two in quarterback rating in the NFL. Jimmy G's number five. I'm just saying.
I'm glad the Chargers made it.
Yeah.
Because, good God, Chargers were getting...
I know you're just, you know, licking your lips for them just to blow it in their first playoff game, too.
They got a tough... So they're going to be probably the sixth or seventh seed, right?
I don't think they can move out of that, really.
I mean, they probably want to play the Chiefs. You don't want to go to Buffalo. Cincinnati's hot as fuck. So, I mean, hey, if they go into Arrowhead, I wouldn't be surprised if they win because the Chiefs receivers suck and their secondary is all rookies and I hate them. And
why would they up?
Go to hell. And Harrison Butker, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, of the three wildcard teams, I mean, I think the Chargers are the ones you don't want to play.
Oh, I wouldn't want to play them.
Dolphins are dead now with Tua's, you know,
they're
concussed
still
again.
Gonna make it though.
I think they will, but
yeah. That's who you want. That's who you would want to play.
Yeah. If I'm anyone, I do not want to play the Chargers in the first round. Bosa's coming back this week. They said Slater could possibly come back for the playoffs. Getting healthy at the right time. They're a pain in the ass. But they will charge her, though. I'm pretty confident in that.
Same old Chargers.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd also like to point out real quick, Debo and Elijah Mitchell are apparently coming back this week or next week. So
Elijah Mitchell's not a factor anymore.
He is very good when he's playing. I'm just
saying. You have Christian McCaffrey. He's not playing ever again.
I'm just saying. When he is healthy, he is very good. So if he gets like 8 carries a game, they're all quality carries.
He's the Jerick McKinnon of the 49ers.
Yeah,
just paying him more. Weird.
Yeah, why did you guys pick up McKinnon? Jesus,
yeah, seriously,
what is wrong with you guys?
This fucking guy gets.
I think Jerick McKinnon cost our devoted listener WCP541 his fantasy playoff game last week. I'm pretty sure Jerick McKinnon is the reason he lost.
Do we have an update on the sports brewery?
Yeah.
Fantasy league?
No, I haven't looked at it. It's Christmas. Okay, my alternator went out. I don't know. I'll do it next week.
I think it's the finals.
Yeah, I haven't been in it in a very long time, so I don't really care. So I'm okay with that.
I will do an extensive recap next week.
Yeah.
What's your line? What's your line again? You know what they?
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
What did Hugo Bezdek say about Week 18 of fantasy football? You can't win it in Week 18, but you certainly can lose it. Hey, Kurt. I only know who Hugo Bezdek is because of you.
Who is Hugo Bezdek, by the way?
Bezdek? I think he was an Oregon coach in like the 30s, and maybe he played like baseball for the Whitecaps or something. I don't know.
He's no shy.
Look him up.
He's
Hugo
no shy
Bezdek.
Huntington. He's no high shy Huntington.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. No one. I mean, who is?
No one is.
Who is? By the way, two comments in the chat on the McKinnon thing, like right away. So we got Hucklebenny. He said facts. McKinnon was a money pickup for me. WCP says Kittle was the main culprit in his
game. Oh, that's not as funny as McKinnon.
And no, it's
way,
not.
By the way, Hucklebenny says, and Kittle. He also got Kittle. That's fantastic. By the way, listener, viewer, I hate McKinnon because he was on the 49ers for 5 years earning a paycheck playing zero games. Like he was injured every year. It was like a
that's
running. It was
every Niner running back though.
A running joke for him. Like every year he would get hurt, and then he'd be like, he'd have this like fall camp where he's like amazing, he's looking great, blah blah blah, but torn ACL. He'd have this great camp, blah blah blah. Oh, tore his other ACL. Fucking like, let him go, let him go. Fucking stop it, Lynch. And then they finally let him go, and your fucking team picks him up, and he dominates people.
I thought he had a stop off somewhere else for a year.
I think it was straight to the Chiefs, wasn't it?
Was it straight to the Chiefs?
Pretty sure. Yeah. Do you have a keeper kick this week, Ski?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Keeper kick. All right. Listener, viewer, keeper kick is Ski's going to give us some options of. So they're like one thing or another thing. You're going to keeper kick one of the things.
I'm gonna because King missed it last week with the
Run that back. Yeah,
I'm gonna run back the one. All right, King, because we said it. King keeper kick the Chiefsaholic super fan bank robber. As a fan, do you keeping him as a Chiefs fan?
Yes, because he's got those two bets out. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, he gets $100,000, and the state has to pay him.
They can't take them. They can't take that money back, man.
Keep.
Nope.
That's so good.
Were on board. We were keeping him too. That's a good guy to have in your fan base. All right.
Who gets that money, by the way? So I mean, it goes to him, I guess. But like, if he's in prison,
he sets up.
I'm sure he's going to owe some fines and stuff.
Yeah. The state's going to set up an account that stuff draws from.
All right. First keeper kick. Bowl games. We brought up bowl games on baseball fields. As a fan, it can't be a great watch. There's got to be some just terrible seating in these bowl games.
So what was it? The Emerald Bowl that they used to play in the Giant Stadium too?
Seattle Bowl for a year.
Holiday Bowl for four more years
at Petco. And then because there's the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, the Red Sox had to get the Fenway Bowl. And boy, did you see any of the camera work of the Fenway Bowl this year? Oof. They were either shooting it from like right in the guy's face or in like Worcester. Like there was no way.
Fucking Worcester. Dorchester.
Yeah, over there at Waltham.
Somebody call a co-op.
It was probably on fucking Revere.
Yeah.
Fucking Revere. No, but did you guys not see also, we're going to see here in a couple weeks, I think, the Winter Classic for the NHL is at Fenway this year.
Now, that's a different story, because I'm keeping hockey in a baseball stadium. I think that looks cool as shit. Like, hockey outdoors is really cool.
See, I like the one that was, what was it, last year that had, it's like, it was just like in the middle of fucking, like in Tahoe or something like that.
Where the ice melted and they couldn't play.
Where the ice,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like
holy shit, ever. What's this glowing orb? And it's liquefying our ice? Who could have seen that coming? What is this thing?
This really bright thing in the sky. It seems to be having an effect on the ice, you guys.
What? Yeah.
I think we need to call in a scientist.
It was so bizarre how shocked they were.
I am kicking on football games in a baseball stadium. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I like it because the bowl games are dumb anyway. So
It would be better if they were able to get a handle on the field conditions.
Because the grass always seems to be terrible when they put it in.
That would help, but I think also just the optics of it is weird. Just the shape of a baseball diamond versus a football field, and there's always like that weird extra area.
Listen, we grew up as middle schoolers watching NFL teams play 8 weeks with a baseball diamond on their field.
Leave the dirt there, though. I miss that. Leave the dirt.
Miss the dirt.
I miss
pro,
the dirt.
The dirt at Pro Player Stadium.
Yeah. You got the hot corner right there. You got the mound. And it's like,
candlestick.
Yeah, candlestick. Yeah,
sick. No, I love Coliseum.
I watched a lot of that. Yeah. So would it be better? Would the field conditions be better if they didn't try to put grass over it?
Oh, yeah. Because you're playing on the natural grass of the baseball field. That shit's, you know, pristine.
It's literally the best grass can get is a baseball diamond. A
baseball field, yes.
So, huh.
They don't want them fucking it up. That's why.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't. It's not my dollars.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But, all right. In the same breath, keep or kick bowls in general?
Keep.
Yeah,
so,
keep.
A little caveat here. It goes to a 16-team playoff, right? Are you keeping bowls still?
Yeah. Why do you hate the kids from Troy?
Because I don't want to watch
Troy, Southern Miss, Oregon State. They all need these little lower-tier bowls.
No
one wants to watch that.
They are very easy to ignore, Ski. Like, I've been doing that the entire bowl season.
No. They force me because I have to bet on them.
I'm in a bowl pool. I got to watch this stuff.
And I don't want to watch them. But I'm
Bad Boy Mowers Bowl, the Gasparilla Bowl. Yeah. I was all, the Camellia Bowl. I was all in. I had the hook on Jackson State.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
Have to bet the over. I have to watch this game.
No, we don't bet. Overs in these bowls are rough.
Yeah, run away from overs. Yeah.
All right. Next keeper kick. They said at the end of this, I believe it's at the end of next year, actually.
Wait.
East Bay.
Wait, so Ski, you're kicking bowl games?
Yes.
Wow.
What bowl? So I don't want them to force.
What bowl games do you want?
To bet them.
What are you watching at noon on Wednesday? On December 17th?
If it goes to a 16-team playoff, just that's it.
What are you watching December 19th at 11 a.m.?
I don't know.
Give me the Bahamas Bowl, baby.
Prairie A&M basketball game that's randomly on.
Oh, come on! Feast Week is long gone. You are not watching that anymore. Feast Week is done.
Alcorn State's always on, like a Tuesday.
Done. Oh, we don't support the MEAC over here.
Ski, are you betting those two?
I don't bet college basketball a lot, so no.
I was gonna say, man, like,
well, let's see when football ends. I might have to.
You know, Ski, I don't know why it took me this long to realize it, but you might be a degenerate.
No, I don't bet baseball.
Okay, I was going to ask if you bet baseball.
No, I don't bet baseball. I don't bet, like, Russian table tennis, so.
Do you bet in-game, like first quarter props for, like, the Memphis Grizzlies?
I don't bet props.
I'm telling you, they're the best first quarter team in the NBA.
Are they? Well, I'll write that down here.
Little birdie.
Keep an eye on that.
Wouldn't it be great if he pulled up a little book and just made a little note with a little pencil?
Let's see here. Hold on a sec. There you go. Can you see that? Those are all teams.
No!
I've
no!
No!
It's from like a fucking murder movie, dude.
Got to keep track of things, man.
Oh, no.
Scary.
That's amazing. WCP says kick the Bulls. Said he fell asleep at halftime. Said he fell asleep at halftime last night for the Oregon game.
Yeah, I don't blame him. All right. Keep or kick. They're ending the run of East Bay, the magazine. Keep or kick East Bay, the magazine.
I mean, listen, nostalgia aside, you got to kick it. Like, we got it's done. Who wants that shit in their mailbox?
Yeah, I gotta.
It was good.
Kick a magazine. Unfortunately,
it was good times going through that magazine, though. God, you get
sure, but do you still want to look through a Beckett magazine? I mean, come on.
I wish. Yeah, they still make Beckett magazine.
Please don't pull up a Beckett, please.
I got one right here.
Yeah.
See, I got my 1987 Cal Ripken. It's worth 10 cents.
This is my retirement fund, bud. What do you mean?
Ooh, cards, yeah. Not a good time for card collectors.
Wow. And Charlie Hayes, Upper Deck, looking pretty good.
All right, this one's for King. February 7th at the Shed. Kick or keep the Matt Kearney concert that's taking place that night.
I think you guys should keep it, but...
Yeah, hey, keep it and make sure to buy
get
your
it tickets. Out of here.
Make sure to buy your tickets.
www the show.com. Get it out of here. Matt Curry, get out of here.
Yeah, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, don't worry if you miss that one. I think he's got a return date 4 days later. So
he stopped coming home to the place that you remember.
Wow, Matt.
Stop coming home to the place that you are from.
Selling out please. To Ticketmaster, too. That's not cool, man.
Please be our wayward son and disappear, man.
Right, Ticketmaster gives me a really good deal, guys.
I love Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Okay, all right. You gone, so Matt?
Really yes. Ticketmaster.
All right, last
be
one.
Be like a Matt Kearney puppet, so when he randomly comes on, I can just...
That's it. Yes, we do.
I think you could be able to pull, like, a still frame of him with, like, the mouth, with you could, like, use your mouth in it.
You know, you know what we can do,
don't tempt
too,
me.
Is I can, like, use my phone to do, like, another Discord call, so Matt will have his own window, and I could just, like, off to the side just be like this.
Yeah. Get on that. That's needed.
Hey, guys. just want to say hi. Oh.
All right. Last one from the movie podcast. We know King loves James Cameron. So kick or keep Cameron or Scorsese? King loves them both.
Fuck. It's so
I know.
I think I'm going to three and a half. I think I'm going to kick Marty because I just hate when people say cinema. Just
see, I'm gonna kick Cameron because Marty might not have that much long. So
nature might kick him for you.
Nature might kick it for us. So
that's fucked up, man. Oh,
I don't know. T2 and Judgment Day, though. I mean, like,
yeah, that was 25 years ago.
However, you still remember it. What Martin Scorsese movie have you watched in the last 25 years?
You guys just jerk off to, you guys love The Departed so much.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the one good one he made.
Yeah.
But he ruined it by that Netflix one where they made them all look young, which was dumb.
The Irishman,
7 hours, yeah.
Gonna call the Quops.
Quops.
Horrible type. Oh, I lost it. Lost the accent.
You lost it. Lost.
That was terrible. Okay, was that it?
Get back to Worcester and you'll find it again Worcester. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's do our list and close this bitch out. Our list this week has to do with the passing of Pele. So Pele passed like today, right? We're recording this on Thursday.
Famous Denver Nuggets forward.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, famous Denver Nuggets forward Pele. Widely regarded as the best soccer player to ever play.
Was it a Bison Dele? Is that who you were dropping there?
Nene Hilario.
Nene.
Oh, Nene Hilario.
Bison Dele. He's dead. They never found his body, did they?
No, I don't think so.
What a mystery.
Yeah, crazy. So he passed today, and so our list is top three Brazilian things. Was that
it? He wasn't Brazilian. Okay. Yeah.
So top three Brazilian things. By the way, I would debate him being the best soccer player ever, but...
Oh, what do you know?
Not today. Let's not...
Three times in the World Cup. I mean, what are you doing?
If he says Maradona, we just should end the podcast.
Again, we're not doing this today. I would
not say Maradona because
he's a cheater. Like that guy, the hand of God or whatever it was called, he's a cheater. So I would not pick him. And he was like on performance enhancing cocaine the entire time.
Yeah. As one does in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Or wherever he was from. Argentina, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so top three Brazilian things. Who wants to start? It was your idea, right, Ski?
Yeah, all right. I guess I'll go. My number three, Brazilian barbecue. It's good eating.
Yeah. I mean, you really have to try hard to sort of mess up barbecue, but Brazil does it pretty well. I hear you there. My number three, Yan Gomes. Like the only Brazilian baseball player ever.
just Guardians great Yan Gomes.
Legend. Guardians.
I thought
legend.
He was a Phillies great.
I think he's been on many a team to be great. So,
you guys, let's not try to tie him down to one team. WCP says number three, soccer. What?
That was my number three, soccer. Yay!
I was going to say, is there a mute in the chat that you could hit there, Braga?
I know, the general idea of soccer.
Yeah. Great three. Idea.
It's a pretty good idea. We just watched a cool World Cup. Thanks, Brazil. What are we just? Are we saying Brazil invented soccer? Is that what we're saying?
Look up 20 things Brazil is famous for.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Number two is soccer. Number two is soccer. So I dropped it down to number three. Look, I mean, I'm not even lying. Things Brazil is famous for.
You could at least like, you could at least name a player or something.
I'm going right to that.
Neymar.
My number two.
Yeah.
My number two. Caller ID invented by a Brazilian.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't want to answer my phone, so
that might take one. Tell me who's calling. Yeah, okay. I'm moving Alice Braga to honorable mention. So she was going to be my number two. She's got the same last name as me, and she's an actress. I think she was in I Am Legend. I think. What else was she? Was she just in the new Suicide Squad movie too? I think she was.
If she's in that, why would she be in your top three? I mean, good God!
Suicide Squad was good. Anyway.
I don't believe you.
The James Gunn one? You should watch it. It's great. But number two is now Caller ID, stolen from Ski. Yep.
My number two is for all the people that like Suicide Squad. Please find this guy. Christ the Redeemer.
pray to Christ the Redeemer. Oh, save your soul.
All right. My number one Brazilian thing is, it's what Gisele Bündchen did to Tom Brady this year, ending his career in football.
Gisele making Tom Brady depressed and horrible. Yes. Yes.
Rooting for divorce. Yeah. Yikes.
That's Tom Brady? Yeah, that's about the only player I will.
Man.
And, well, Derek Jeter, I would have if he ever got fucking married.
He's what about O.J. Simpson?
Who, O.J. Simpson? Nah, I think I'm pro O.J. here. The pro O.J. podcast.
Okay.
Well, I guess in theory, if Nicole never filed for divorce, she might still be alive. So he might have a point.
Oh, right. So, yeah, I think that's all of our point, is it's her
Dick
fault.
Save and beauty.
Yeah. If she, it's her fault, really, that she got murdered.
Yeah. Did you see what she was wearing? Pants.
Not by OJ, though, right?
Oh, he man.
He's convicted of murder.
Oh, man. Boring, obvious takes from over 20 years ago, Colin. Like, WCP's number two was Amazon Rainforest. His number one is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So, I mean, at least, like, Spider Silva? At least say Spider Silva or something. My number one is Marina Baccarin. Look up Marina Baccarin. She was in Firefly. She's the girlfriend in Deadpool, if you recognize
her. Oh, yep.
Yeah. Marina Baccarin. Number one with a bullet. Ooh, I should mention bullet after that. Super old.
That was more of a knife.
Nicole Brown Simpson take.
You're good. You're good. My number one Brazilian adjacent thing. The Brazilian wax.
Ooh.
Gotta keep it clean.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious for your take on that. Why it's your number one.
It's aesthetically appealing. And hygienic.
Okay.
And we have like bidets and stuff. It's probably not as necessary and wet wipes.
No.
But, you know, back in the day, 7 years ago,
When you're, you know, wiping yourself with a fucking rock, yeah.
Just fucking jagged ass Charmin. Fuck.
Single ply. I mean, Jesus.
I fucking wiped the other day before I took a shower, and I was disgusted at what I saw run down my leg. Wow, this is why I got a bidet thing. Like, this is disgusting. We lived like this for so long.
So, You wipe still with a bidet. You got to dry your ass, right? Some.
Yeah, but it's like bamboo paper. It's
different. Oh,
right. It's like the rice paper on those the candies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Edible.
I mean, you could do the drip dry, but it takes a while, and I wouldn't recommend.
And no one wants a fucking wet ass.
You ever drop a deuce at school?
I'm so good at holding it in.
I did it. You only do it once because you do it and then you get the fucking paper that they have at schools and it's fucking like it's the thinnest paper to ever exist. It's like tracing paper or something like that. You know, it's like
I can't even imagine doing it now because all it takes is one asshole with, you know, the standard phone everyone has now. Just like pop it over and be like, ha ha. Snapchat, bitch.
No, this guy's taking a shit.
TikTok, yo! Motherfucker. TikTok.
They're taking a shit.
Well, like, there's that video from a couple years ago in high school where these two kids are fighting in the bathroom and they go through and this dude is just trying to poop in peace and he can't because they're fighting next to him. Everyone's recording it and he's just so shamed.
All he wants to do is poop.
And I get it. It's natural. Yeah. We all do it. I find it so shameful. I take my if I have to, I will take my shoes off and make my legs levitate at work so no one can see. They don't know it's me. They know it's occupied. They can't see my shoes.
Huh. Why is this door locked? Huh? Weird.
Yeah.
I have to call the janitor and have him unlock this thing.
Go away.
What's that?
Matt Carney. Matt Carter, hey, I'm just checking on you, King. Everything
great way to make people go away. Let them know you're Matt Curry. Just leave. I'm out.
Yeah, you walk into the bathroom and immediately leave. No, I'm good. I'm okay. WCP, bidets are fucking incredible. Save so much money on butt wipe.
True.
Man, how much money?
Save your asshole, too.
I know.
You probably got the asshole of a 20-year-old now.
I'm curious. The asshole of a 20-year-old. I'm also curious how much money you were spending on butt wipe before this. That's probably another concern. We don't necessarily.
They're not cheap, are they?
It's like $6 or a bag or whatever.
Yeah. No.
All right.
If you're using like wet wipes, it's a whole different tax bracket.
All right, guys. Any other takes on wiping your ass or anything, or shall we shut this thing down?
We shut it down.
Shut it down. All right. Well, thank you for watching again. twitch.tv/abrog87. Listening any podcast device you have, we're on it. You can also search for the Sports Brewery on YouTube. Also, Discord. Ask us about it. It's fun. We were talking shit about the Holiday Bowl in it yesterday. It was cool. Most of our teams.
Only one person was talking shit about Bo Nix, so that's...
No, the Bo-genda is not dead despite what I said in our Discord to four people, so